It's 17 to the hour. After us, we'll have Dave Ferguson in, and following him, it'll be Glenn Ridge.
Well, what more could you possibly want?
Yes, exactly.
Except Chris Hemsworth. Now, I'm not obsessed with him, but so many people are.
Well, let me read to you the blurb. In the heart of the sea, this is how it would go on radio.
Mm-hmm.
In 1820, a whaling ship is preyed upon by a sperm whale, stranding its crew at sea for 90 days, thousands of miles from home. Would that be right, Donna?
It's an epic adventure.
Oh, well done you. Donna DeMeo, welcome, our glamorous showbiz reporter.
Hi, nice to speak with you. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Chris Hemsworth, okay? Mm-hmm. It wasn't so long ago. In fact, it was only 2004 that he was on Home and Away.
No.
Now he really is one of the biggest things in Hollywood.
Go-to guy. Yeah.
He's done so well. Now, he's actually shunned LA and ended up setting up home with his lovely little clan, his wife and three kiddies.
On Phillip Island.
No, he's ended up in Byron Bay.
Oh, in Byron Bay.
Yeah, in a little place that cost him about $7 million. But anyways, he's doing really well and he is a sweetheart. I did catch up with him. I have seen him on quite a number of red carpets. He's always very pleasant.
Yes. So you pressed the flesh.
The G'day LA thing. He was actually honoured with an award just earlier in the year.
When you shook his hand, Donna, did it linger for a minute? Did you think, oh, hello?
It took a while for him to shake me off, put it that way. But he's always very, very pleasant on those carpets and interacting with him. But caught up with him again because In the Heart of the Sea is a wonderful film.
Really?
And I actually asked him, and it just shows his humility, because when I said to him, tell us about the fact that you've conquered Hollywood, this is what Chris Hemsworth had to say.
Yeah, I by no means think I've conquered it, but I certainly, I'm aware that I've been really fortunate and had some success, but also well aware of, the way it can all end tomorrow, and what's in the spotlight 1 minute can change the next. So I just say to people that as long as it is about the work and it's not about something sort of superficial and ego or fame and so on, if you do truly love it, which you've got to, because there's enough no's and doors being slammed in your face to make you feel otherwise, then just go for it and keep learning and stay open and humble. And
don't you just want to adopt him? In a maternal sense, he's just so humble
and
sweet.
With that voice, I want him to read me bedtime stories. Truly. And that's all I mean.
Well, that's okay. You've just had John Blackman reading you the trailer for In the Heart of the Sea, and I thought that was pretty darn good. Nick Tate had better watch out. You're the new voiceover guy for movies.
Of course, Nick Tate, yes, he's big on the voiceover scene. But he's nice as he sounds and looks.
Absolutely. Yeah. I found him very pleasant. I got a few giggles out of him. It's always a nice sign when they really connect and try to sort of be a little bit more relaxed because some of those big stars, they can get very uptight and very,
But he's working with a really nice one in the director, Ron Howard. He seems to be one of Hollywood's nice guys too.
Well, Ron Howard, we thank him for movies such as Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, which he won an Oscar for.
Oh, that's right.
Splash, Cocoon, Backdraft. It's a long list. It's an impressive list. And so he did rave about Ron Howard, which he'd worked with him before on another movie called Rush. But I had to ask him just about why he wanted to make a movie, set in the 1800s. It opens in cinemas today, by the way. And it is, about, it's actually the essence of what Moby Dick was based on. So we're all familiar with the story of Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, yes. Yeah.
Fascinating story, and what these men end up enduring, and some of them are survivors and some aren't. I hope I'm not giving away too much there.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, gosh, I realised that as I said it.
Next thing you'll be telling is how Titanic finishes.
But you know what? I did ask Chris Hemsworth himself, why he wanted to make a movie such as In the Heart of the Sea.
The goal was to take something, a story that people are familiar with, but do something completely different, show it in a completely different way, have it be epic and visually stunning, but just full of heart, and there to be relatable characters there and have people walk away asking themselves important questions. That was always the goal from the beginning, and I feel proud that I think we did achieve that, and the feedback we've gotten so far has been hugely positive, which is really encouraging, and I'm happy about.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
He's just adorable.
Look, no, you hang up first. Did that come
Stop it, you two. Will you get a room, for goodness sake?
I will quickly mention the cast is actually exemplary too, and big, big plus that getting Brendan Gleeson, who's a fantastic actor. He is actually, he co-starred with Stephen Curry in The Cup a few years back. So he's really good. And I think he's in a Harry Potter movie with a goggly eye. Cool. Anyway, there you go. So In the Heart of the Sea, starring Chris Hemsworth, our very own Aussie Hollywood hunk.
And Clive Palmer plays the whale, I believe. Is that right?
Harsh.
You are shocking, Donna DeMayo. Thank you so much.